Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
It is an opening day eve edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Again, we're going to have full day coverage tomorrow. It'll begin with Total Information AM. We got kegs and eggs. We got the game broadcast. I'll be with you pregame and postgame. I'll be back with you for Sports Open Line. We've just got a lot going on tomorrow. A big time day as the Cardinals are going to take on Toronto opening up the season. Right now, we're very happy to welcome onto the program former Cardinals catcher Gary Bennett. Gary, thanks so much for taking this time. What was it like for you the night before opening day?
Hey, Matt, how you doing? Thanks for having me. The night before opening day, it's electric, the energy. Obviously, every team in the major leagues has hope. Coming out of spring training, renewed energy, and just the excitement about the possibilities and anticipation of what the new season holds. It's tough to put into words, but it's just you're revived after a long spring training, coming north, getting ready to kick it in for opening day. It's just a magical day.
You had a long big league career, and you spent two of those years with St. Louis. You played for a number of other teams as well. Does anybody do opening day the way St. Louis does it?
Absolutely not. And, Matt, I could tell you that I think I have my dates correct here. The first opening day in St. Louis, was fortunate enough to be a part of. I was with the Rockies, I think, in 2002. And I think we were staying at the Hilton there, out in left center. Woke up bright and early, could hardly sleep that day, just anxious, the anticipation. Got up early, made myself a cup of coffee, opened the blinds, and looked outside. And I didn't know all the pageantry around it, but opened the blinds and saw all the people early in the morning in the streets, the tents, everyone wearing red. The excitement, the energy, it just floored me. And then I believe I was fortunate enough to come in with the Brewers opening day in 04, get to do it again. And then obviously those both paled in comparison to the 2 years I got to be a part of opening day as a St. Louis Cardinal, 06, 07. Long answer to your question, no one even comes close. Opening day in St. Louis is beyond phenomenal, and no one does it like that.
When you were in the Rockies and the Brewers clubhouses before those games, was there much discussion amongst players, maybe especially that Colorado year where you were experiencing it for the first time? Like, do players take note of that when they come in?
Absolutely. And I couldn't tell you who the teammate was, but, as you're rolling in early in the morning, walking down the street, a cup of coffee in hand, you get in the clubhouse, eyes are wide. You're walking through a bunch of Cardinal fans, and you get in the clubhouse, and you're like, wow. And I forget, it was a couple vet. It might have been, I think it was Todd Zeal, actually. And, just heard a couple of us talking about it, and he just walked over and shakes his head. And he goes, yes, it's something, isn't it? Like, this is amazing. Yeah, and it's just phenomenal.
So we talked to Jordan Walker today, and people have been getting him ready, and he gets to hop in that convertible for the first time.
Oh,
what's it like being, that's a parade that's including Hall of Famers, everybody's in their seat. I mean, just being in that, can you describe what that's like?
It's hard to put into words. I was told about it. We break camp in 06 and come north, and was being told about it a little bit, and getting to see it as a visiting player a little bit, you know, those two prior times. But then coming in and being in the, I think we were in pickups maybe at the time, or maybe it was convertibles, but, you know, and the Clydesdales and the fans, it's hard to put into words the energy that surrounds it, but there's nothing like it. I don't care what fan base wants to argue, whether it's in the Northeast, and certainly out West, they don't do anything like it, but there's nothing that rivals that.
Gary Bennett, former Cardinals catcher, continuing to join us here on a Graybar Sports Open Line as we get ready for tomorrow's Cardinals opening day. Wilson Contreras comes in. What was your thoughts when the team initially signed him?
Well, certainly you're never going to replace Yachty. But Wilson has a tremendous amount of talent, certainly some postseason experience, been involved in pennant races, has continued to mature as a player and develop his talents. I personally think it's a good pickup. Are you going to replace Yachty? Never. Will he step in and be productive and help his team get to a point where they can, in my opinion, compete in the postseason? I think so, yes. So I think it's a good pickup. And then the backdrop of, you know, a former Cub, Cardinal, that rivalry, certainly that adds some excitement to that mix. But I like it. I think he's a good pickup. I think he's going to have a lot to offer.
He got some custom cleats made, and they're really cool. They've got red and yellow on them. They've got the arch on them. And then it says on the side, respect for, and he's wearing them to honor Yadier Molina. How important is it for him to kind of come in and realize kind of the lineage of Cardinals catchers? And it goes beyond Molina. You know it as well as anybody. You think about Molina and Matheny and Pagnazzi, and then everybody who was with those guys, including yourself. This has been a pretty incredible run of catchers for this organization.
Oh, an amazing run. And he knows that coming in. And I think he's got enough experience to where he knows he's not going to replace those guys too. He's got to come in and be himself and contribute and play hard, which he does. But if he's got some spikes where he's honoring Yachty, I think that's pretty neat, you know, but beyond that, he's got to go out and just be himself and let his talent speak for himself and do whatever he can to help this team win.
The team looks different this year, just in the sense that Molina's gone and Pujols is gone, but it feels like Contreras adds a lot of depth to the lineup. There's other players who maybe can take a step forward, whether that's a Lars Nootbaar, whether it's a Tyler O'Neill with a bounce back. Do you like the profile of this team from an offensive standpoint?
I do. And you know, history would lead us to believe that the Cardinals, the way they develop their players, bringing up young talent and putting guys in position to contribute and keep that machine rolling. There's a long, long history to talk about what the Cardinal organization does, getting guys ready to just keep turning over that program, that machine, and guys get out there and compete, and we get in late in the season and Cardinals are in the mix and they're ready to go in the postseason again. So I don't see any reason why this won't follow suit. And there's just a tremendous amount of talent out there.
Couple more questions for former Cardinals catcher Gary Bennett. If there's one criticism of this team that seems to be somewhat wide-ranging, people don't know if the starting pitching is going to hold up in the postseason compared to some of the starting pitching around the league. Now, we talked with Miles Michaelis today, and you talk with any of them, that they're saying the right things. They feel like that this rotation can stand up with anybody. Where are you at on this rotation? Could they use another top-end starter, or do you like the group as it is right now?
Well, I think if you ask anybody from any organization, could you have more top-end pitching? I think the answer would be yes. But along those lines, you've got with Michaelis and Adam, with Waino and guys with tremendous amounts of experience, tutoring and mentoring young pitchers with great ability and a tremendous amount of upside and potential. It's just putting it together, getting out there, settling in, and staying healthy. That's the big thing is if they can keep everybody healthy for the most part. Obviously you're going to have ups and downs and you're going to have guys, you know, get tweaks here and there, but if they stay healthy, absolutely, with the ability and potential they have, why not?
I can't let you go without bringing up 2006. When people hear your name, they always think about that run that you had. You had the Grand Slam. You had that period of time where nobody could get you out, and you had some huge hits, including some game winners. That happened in 06, but you know Cardinals fans. How often do you get asked about that stretch of time?
Well, thankfully, it happens enough that was an amazing time, no question. And I was fortunate to be part of that team one, and then have a little stretch there where some pitchers were hitting my barrels and we'd find some holes and scoring some runs and win some games. It was magical. It was an amazing time in my life. And I do get asked about it a fair amount, especially I still live just north of Chicago. So a lot of friends, people I grew up with, Cubs fans, family of mine, Cubs fans. So usually in August, things will pop up, and that's around that time it happened, and I get reminded of it. So it was an amazing time.
If you go to YouTube and type in your name, you know how like on Google or whatever, the other common searches come up. When you put in your name on YouTube, the next words are always Grand Slam. I mean, forever, it's going to be Gary Bennett Grand Slam. That's pretty cool.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, Gary, we really appreciate you taking some time. It's fun to get your thoughts on the club. Hopefully we can check in with you every once in a while moving forward.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm actually in town. I'm in St. Louis. I look forward to, I'm going to the opener tomorrow, and I look forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. There's Gary Bennett, former Cardinals catcher, joining us here on the program. I remember that run he had in 2006. I remember that grand slam that he hit. That was so much fun. That was a Sunday nighter, I believe, if I remember correctly. That was something. That was something. And that stretch that he was on, it was like I think Yadier Molina was banged up, and he was in there playing every day. And he was a force to be reckoned with there, and it was a whole lot of fun. And forever, like, that's part of Cardinals lore. That's one of the really cool things. Like, he talked about playing for the Rockies, and he talked about playing for the Brewers. Like, if he has that moment for one of those teams, how often does that really get brought up, with all due respect to those teams? He did it for the Cardinals, and it's something that forever and ever and ever. Like I said, you type in Gary Bennett, the next words that come up in your search are Grand Slam, which is pretty cool. All right, we will take a break, and when we return, we are set to be joined by, not joined, we're going to replay some of the audio from Jordan Walker from earlier in the day. So he spoke with the media. We'll do that next. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line, an opening day Eve edition right here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.